You bet, Austin, and they are in a healthy lead. Ooh, Jason Duarte comes down. I think he wanted to go up high for the jump or for the dunk there, but left it at the rim. Duarte, though, has had quite a game to start here. I've got him down for 10 points. I haven't been keeping the best of scores because here's one of the things that happens, folks. When you get to watch these kids, you just end up watching sometimes, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm supposed to be keeping the books and not broadcasting, too. I think he called it on Duarte, though, the foul. Oh, yeah, he's going to go over and check it now. I think they called. Oh, it went on Braden, so 4-0. So Braden Brandle just picked up the T-Jacks' third foul, his first. But no foul trouble. They've been the Huskies from Mnemonic looked a little bit outmanned at first, but they've done a nice job to get back into it. However, there's been a spurt now by the T-Jacks, and what was an 11-8 score at the end of the first quarter and staying close to first minute or two of this quarter has turned into now a 29-11 score for the T-Jacks as Severian comes down the left side and puts it in off the glass. Graydon's got it going here, too, after not. He just looked like he was tight early in the game, but now he's been very smooth down this whole part of the second quarter and last of the first. And there, oh, I thought there was going to be a foul call, two-pointer good for Chadwick. And Chadwick gets a two there. Now, not sure what we got going there. So it'll be Huskies ball out of bounds. So there's going to be a two-pointer again, this one for Riley Red Fox. And so Red Fox makes it a 29-15 game. That's Severian straight away, three-pointer good for Graydon. And down it goes to Red Fox again, and he's got two more. Here come the T-Jacks. Boy, it just come like a rumble. Here's Severian, a beautiful drive. Left hand, and Graydon with the steal. Comes back to Graydon. Graydon, pull up, jumper, too hard off the glass. Rebound comes out for the Huskies of Mnemonic. As Prattis will bring it up. Prattis has it out in the corner, now up top. As they go to Isaac Chadwick, back to Oktoyuk. And to Paredes, he looks over the real estate out there on the right side. Stays out on the wing. Now he wants to feed the lob in, but not there. Stolen away by Gary Gould, and Gould to the hoop for two. Gould with 6 or 8 points here. We're going to have to wait for our stat sheet for a good stats at the half. I'm sorry I didn't keep track as well as I should. And here's the steal there by Red Fox, and he gets two more. He's got at least eight that I have him for. As a 36-19 score here with about 90 seconds left here in this first half. Here's Duarte and Jason with the two-pointer. And now the drive in there, and good for Oktoyuk, a two-pointer. So Oktoyuk gets a Mnemonic boys up to 21 there, 38-21 score, 52 seconds on the clock. So Jacks will work it into the lane. Severian gets the open lane, so he takes it with the left hand up and in for two. 38 seconds to go. And there is Chadwick carefully dribbling, gets it back out in the corner from Freitas. Now he'll go against Duarte in the lane, puts up the shot, can't get it, and Severian comes away with the rebound. Freitas looks like he might have got a Charlie horse out of that or something. Here's Duarte in and out with a three-pointer. Brandle gets the rebound, and Severian comes up with it, but can't score. Now with 7 seconds, Freitas trying to get to the hoop. Stolen away by Kuzikin. Two goals. Three. Six. There goes. And Gould finishes it with a three-pointer to end the first half. Boy, the T-Jacks got them doubled up here at 43-21 at the half. So T-Jacks are just cruising at this point here in the first half. Still big lead. You got to watch that. For Emonic, they'll have their hands full coming out in the second half, but they had a hard time getting rolling. And then when they did, they had the three-pointer to end the first quarter. Got them some momentum starting into the second. It was 11-8 at the end of one, and they hung with the T-Jacks for a little bit there in the second quarter before it burst. A couple of defensive plays, Graydon Severian for one, and Braden Brandle also. The defensive plays there, creating the turnover. Brian Eichley, too, with a tough rebound off the offensive board in traffic. And, well, what would have been offensive boards for Emonic, as Emonic looked like they were making a move and then just got stopped dead in their tracks on about three trips. And meanwhile, the T-Jacks scored on every one of those, one of three, and I think that was one from Gould in the second quarter. Then Severian hit another one. He had a couple in the second quarter. There were two of them. Got another one going, and all of a sudden I looked up and it was like, well, this was an 8-point ball game. Now it's almost 18. So the boys took care of business early. 43-21 our score. I'm going to send it back to KSDP Studios. They can explain the great job they did getting things cable tied up to the tower. Good job, Austin, Virgil. Way to go, you guys. And we'll be back in about 60 seconds here with our stats, I hope. I don't see them coming yet, but they should be fairly soon. So we'll be back with our halftime stats to make sure we got all the right scores. It's the T-Jacks out on top of Emonic, 43-21 at the half.
We want to say thanks to our sponsors who make these games a reality. So first, thank you to the Aleutians East Borough for their support of KSDP. Also, thank you to the cities of King Cove, to Goulds and Sons in King Cove, as well as the King Cove Corporation and the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. We want to say thank you to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, Allen and Letty's Car Rental, and also thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation, processing fish in King Cove and Sandpoint, as well as the Newton family in King Cove. Also, thank you to the city of Sandpoint, to the Schumigan Corporation, Precision Airlines, offering services in the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond, to Island Marine Surveyors and Sandpoint Generating, and also thank you to Peninsula Airlines and Tel Alaska. Without these sponsors, these games would not be happening, so thank you very much for your continued support of KSDP.
And thanks to the listening audience for their patience. Austin drew the short straw, and as tower work goes, we had a sunny day and we took the window. It just took a little bit longer than we thought. We're going to hand this back to Carl, and thanks for listening. Here you go, Mr. Pulliam.
All right. Thank you, guys. Yeah, the short stick, I can imagine. But I can't imagine. I don't want to imagine that. As the King Cove T-Jacks off to a nice start here today. I guess typical of how things go here. So our internet service here, interesting. You guys have problems out there where you expect to have problems. We have problems here where you wouldn't expect it. Talking with the NHIS guys here too as well, as they do the video audio of all the games. The internet service is not doing well. And so waiting for the stats over there. I see Craig McConnell from Cotsview. Still waiting. And, we're on spring break. So believe it or not, the state budget does affect our state tournament here, because apparently saves money to not have certain things turned on, like phone lines this morning for those people that needed the phone lines. internet service, just a bunch of stuff. Anyway, what I've got, here's what I've got. I've got, let's see, the 11 points in the first half. I think I got those, or in the first quarter, I got Gary Gould had two of those. Graydon Severian had five. Jason DeWardy had four. Then in the second quarter, I've got Gould with seven more, so nine there. And with 17 points leading the way, Graydon, which put us at 26, I'm still going to be short. And I've got Duarte with 12. And Eichley or Brandel, I don't have scoring, but Braden had some nice assists. And Eichley, as I said, had a great job there a couple of times with the defensive end and on the defensive boards and on stopping actually Monic, what would have been an easy putback when they were still close. And he somehow ended up with that. And Zachary Kuzikin also getting in the game for the boys here too and doing a good job. Here they come. So thank you, Craig. As we'll see how bad off I am. Well, yeah, that's pretty close. Okay, so Duarte ended up with a total of 19, so I missed his three-pointer in there as well, as he had a three. And Graydon does have two of them. Gary Gould had two also three-pointers. So Gould with 14, or Gould with 10, Severian with 14 and 19 for Duarte, as that's the scoring. 21 rebounds for them, too. And, you know, Gary Gould, of course, you don't think of him as the rebound guy, but he does have eight rebounds to lead the team for the King Cove rookies. On the other side, scoring was done. Riley Red Fox ended up with 6.7 points for Jermaine Hooch. He's the one that hit the, Theodore Maktoyak hit the three-pointer at the end of the first quarter as they closed to within 11-8. But a 32-13 second period for the T-Jacks. And, you know, coming up after this one, we're going to have the Newtok Lady Jaggers taking on your rookies. And that ought to be a good one. I know a lot of people have talked about we want to see this King Cove team. Well, they want to see them both. They're seeing one right now, and they're going to see the other one coming up after this game, too. We'll have that clocked away in the other court, actually. Or I think they're going to switch courts. I won't have to move. Yeah, that's right. So we'll be back. I'm going to send it back to our station. We'll do some more sponsor spots there. We're about 2 minutes away for the second half. So we'll be back here where the T-Jacks lead at 43-21 at the half, back in 2 minutes for the second half.
All righty. Thank you, Carl. And I forgot to say thank you for your patience as well. As things go in the Great Land, this is Virgil, and we have got T-Jacks basketball at the half. It's the start, just the very first day on the road to the state championship. Moving on, we will I'll throw a tune in there. We've said thank you to all of our underwriters. We'll take a little bit of a breather on that. And how about Sam Smith, Dancing with a Stranger?
I don't want to be alone tonight. It's pretty clear that I'm not over you. Still thinking about the things you do. So I don't wanna be alone tonight, alone tonight, alone tonight. Can you fight the fight? I need somebody who can take control. I know exactly what I need to do. Cause I don't wanna be alone tonight, alone tonight, alone tonight. You made me do. I'm with somebody new. Ooh, baby, baby, I'm dancing with a stranger. Look what you made me do. I'm with somebody new. Ooh.
only got a little bit of that new song, but here's some basketball. Carl Pulliam on the other end.
All right. Thank you there, Virgil. We're ready to go here in the second half. Be the T-Jacks to open it up. And Hooch for Jermaine Hooch. Leading score for the Huskies in the first half with 7 points. Goes out gimping over on the ankle. And Coach Shadow Brock looks over at Gary Gold. He has a smile on his face. So does Graydon. No defenders on either one of them. And they kind of looked at each other like, let's see, do you want it now or should I? Well, I'll go ahead and take it. And Severian blocks the shot and blocks it off the Husky player. It's out of bounds to the T-Jack as Gold actually traveled with Severian right there and no defender around him. So they'll redo it. Severian says, well, let me make a defensive play for the highlight reel first. Gould, three-pointer on the way. Good. Gary opens up the third quarter with a three. He's got 13 in the game and now a 46-21 score. Now, Huskies will be working against Severian up top here. As, this is Freitas with it. And it comes over to Chadwick as Isaac gives it up there. And Toya will handle down low. He gets the open man, but the shot blocked there by Gould. That was John Charles had a look at it. Doherty at the other end with the two. Jason has 21. It's 48 to go here in this third period. Doherty chases down the loose rebound there. Gets it back to Gary Gould. They had two. Brandle and Braden out in the corner. They leave him, so he'll take the three. Severian gets a rebound underneath. Misses once, but not twice. Braden. Gets the two-pointer, and Severian makes it a 50-21 score. Ball tipped around in there. It ends up in the hands of Charles, and his shot just drifts off the iron there. It won't drop through. Gould sees Severian on the left side, puts it off the glass. Can't get it to go as there's contact there with Riley Red Fox, but not able to draw the foul, and Brandle comes flying through. As Gould will rebound the inbound, or will defend the inbounds play here. Huskies in the forecourt now, working against the defense. Here, Freitas pulls up and hits a nice shot. Gregory Freitas. That's his first points of the ball game. As the first points here in the second half now for the Huskies. Severian stopped there by Red Fox. Doherty gets the missed shot, puts it up and in from the left baseline. There is Freitas again trying to get to the lane there. Does. Can't get the shot to go. Rebound by Chadwick. He misses on the putback. And Doherty gets the two-pointer. Boys are just in cruise control here. 54-23. They lead by 31. We might get that 40-point deal going. We'll see. As in the lane, John Charles can't get the shot off because Gould blocks it. Gary back the other way, stretches up and puts it through for two. Gould gets a block shot, takes it coast to coast, and hits the two-pointer. He has a sweeping drive that he can do right or left hand, too. Randall and Gould out there protecting the outside as the Huskies try to move it around, get it to Chadwick, and his shot won't go. Eichley has the rebound clean, but coming down with it, has it knocked out of bounds. out of his hands by Chadwick there. Here is Brendel in the lane. Braden ducks the head, goes inside. Brendel has two. I think about the road trip one when he did a shot that everybody came off the bench for. Looks like an NBA move for Braden. That one was close. Here's a three-pointer good for Akpoya. That makes it 58-26, so a 32-point lead for Boys as this shot misses. Brian Eichley in the lane. This shot just off, and Duarte gets the tap ball out. Duarte's shot rolls off, too, as they can't get any of those good looks to go. And here's the long pass ahead, stolen away by Gould. Jerry goes to Severian for two. Timeout for the Huskies. And for Emonic, down 60-26 here, as 2:54 to go in the third quarter. This one is slowly getting in the books. It'll be Huskies basketball here out of the timeout. John Charles will inbound. And near steal there by Brandel in the backcourt. He hustles up to get in front of Okoyek again. And now he's going to get called for the foul. Brandel just a little bit too much aggression there. So Brandel. Duarte had two, and Gary Gould had two in the first half. Now Brandel picks up his second. Oh, excuse me, Gould had one, and Duarte had one. And Brandel had one in the first half. Now the second on Brandel. So nobody really in foul trouble at all. No fouls on Haymonic in the first half. 60-26 our score. Winner of this game will get their opponent at 8 o'clock tomorrow. Right now, of course, King Cove cruising. Norvik already in that game, so King Cove and Norvik tomorrow a likelihood. And just saw the Norvik Bears, and they have a couple of good scores there and a pretty decent team, but some good shooters. They don't have much height, though. They really don't have much height, and King Cove will have that advantage over them, along with probably an extra weapon or two in terms of firepower on the offensive side. So we'll see how that goes. Of course, win them one at a time, but this one really already won. We're just going to see where it ends up. 60-26 scores. Akpoya has it up front. Now Randall comes out, gives up the ball there as they go to Chadwick in the corner. Jason Duarte has him all covered up. Back to Okoye. Thinks about the three to Freitas. Freitas has Severian on him. Gets the screen from Charles. And then works back to Chadwick, who's guarded there by Duarte. And down on the baseline, Riley Red Fox, and his shot misses. Charles with the rebound. John Charles keeps it alive as they go to Okoye in the corner. His three-pointer not going to go. Severian will bring it up on the dribble. Stops and pulls up for three. That misses. Duarte with the rebound in the lane. Got two more. Jason Duarte. He's got 27 in the game now. Poking the ball free was Severian, and Duarte doing a good job of mirroring that basketball, and Brian Eichley gets the steal, but gets two hands on that ball as he tries to dribble up court. Down low, there's Red Fox. His shot won't go. Gould snatches the rebound away from everybody, and he'll bring it up on the dribble. Gould flips it down to Brendel. And a three-second call on the T-Jack. Says Brendel didn't get out of the key. Threw the pass to the cutter, and it was Gould. And then Gould flipped it out to Severian, and Brendel still in the key. There's Chadwick. He picks up ahead of his team, goes past Duarte, gets a shot off, but Jason there to clear the boards and hands off to Gould. 52 seconds on the clock. Gary lines up a three, and he's got it. Gould makes it 65-26. 40 seconds to go here in this third period. The thing is, for the T-Jacks, they've really got no one else to put in. I mean, for the Huskies, they're going to have to play these guys. And you could slip Kuzikun in there, and that's it. I mean, you don't lose anything if he comes in for anybody there. Zachary. Saw some action there in the first half, but he'll probably get the fourth quarter all to himself, along with everybody switching there. As Duarte down low gets the two-pointer and the pass from Gould. And Jason makes it 67-26 with just 6 seconds left on this clock here in the quarter. And here's Gould throws the long pass. But that's the end of three quarters. T-Jack at 67-26. They hold Demonic to just 5 points. Put up 24 themselves in that quarter. And we've looking up at that clock, we know that we'll be running clock here in this fourth quarter. So the T-Jack. So Kuzikin will get ready to check in the fourth. And with just six players, that's going to be one of the things that, you know, will always be an issue for these guys to make sure they don't get in foul trouble as they try to march through four games to get a championship. That is going to be a key. Or, you know, something along that line. But here we go. Severian will inbound to Gould to start the fourth quarter. And Gary Gould hits a three-pointer to start the fourth. Just to be sure, are we up 40? Yeah, now it's 44. I wasn't sure if it was 40, so I just had to make sure. 70-26. Man, oh man. What a team. And here, the steal. Severian inside for Mike Lee gets two. Graydon will pick up the assist there. Or Severian actually got the bucket. I mean, there's the shot out in the corner missing, and travel call on the spin move out of there by Jason Duarte, and Brando will come in for Duarte. So now for Demonic, come in to a couple of the other kids there as Kuzikin. Kuzikin checking in. So a 72-26 score here, and here's the shot by the Huskies. Missing there. And Severian with the rebound back the other way. Graydon puts it up off the glass for two. Yeah, Tavarian with 22 in the game now. Kuzikin in there with Brandle, Gould, Tavarian, and Eichley. And here's a chip pass. It'll end up in the hands of Fury Gould ahead to Tavarian. And Graydon goes down. Well, that's one of those things you don't want to have happen.
We still did not have any ticket numbers for the raffle.
So Jason Duarte's going to check in for Graydon.
7-1-1.
The Baron might have hurt his arm on that. Let's see. We'll check. He's over there talking to the PA that shows up here. It's Corey Monick. Ball in the hands of Nafre Lekonagon. And here's a steal by Brandle. And Braden keeps it at half court. And here's the shot by Eichley. Misses. Getting a piece of it was the Monarchs' Nathaniel Bagongon. So four to Huskies. We'll work it into the forecourt. And back out in the hands of Alexander Bird. Bird over to Okoyuk. This is Lansik Toyuk, Lanny Okoyuk. So the brother, they've heard the name already, Theodore. So. So Brandon Crane comes in, and Bradley Hussock. As here is Napre as Bagongon will go to the line for two shots. The Gongon will have two shots. First one is on. He has one more coming up. Nafri is a freshman. He gets one of two. As there's Kuzikin tries a three-pointer out there. Brandle goes after the rebound. They're still fighting for it, and off the floor. Comes up in the hands of the Huskies from behind. Eichley steals the basketball from Nathaniel Bagonga. And down to Brandle. Brandle's shot blocked, and out it comes to Gary Gould. 3:14 on the clock here and running as the fourth quarter rolling down. Eichley catches up to the ball there and gets it back to Gould. Now to Kuzikin in the corner. His shot won't work as Brandle with the steal. Braden will take it all the way to the hoop himself, and Braden Brandle has two. Gun. Back the other way. Inside, tries to find the opening there. Bagongon, Nafre with the two-pointer. Finds the rebound, puts it in off the glass on the reverse for two. 78-29. 28 to go, and it looks like Tavarian might have checked out all right there. He's sitting next to Coach Shadow over there. And might have hurt his hand or pulled on the muscle a little bit there or something as he went up for that Duncan. Braden, hopefully all right. Here is Eichley inside. Doesn't get the first one. He'll go to the line for two instead. Eichley will have two free throws coming. At the line, Eichley, first shot is off. One more coming up for Brian. 78-29 game here. 79-29 as Eichley gets one of two. So Nathaniel Gungun for the Huskies, missing the shot there, and Jason Duarte with the rebound, hands off to Gould. Under a minute to go. Gould will bring it up as they want to go to Kuzikin. And they do. Kuzikin gets the ball, takes it inside, shot off the glass, won't go, and Braden tries it once. He's got the offensive board and finds Eichley, gets him as he cuts to the hoop for two, and Eichley gets the two-pointer. And this ball is out of bounds. It'll belong to the T-Jacks, leading 81-29. T-Jacks will get it into Gould, as Gould will walk it up. Cross to Duarte, time winding down. And the Huskies will go down to defeat here, an 81-29 score, the final. As we're in the running clock there for the fourth quarter. For the T-Jacks, boy, just a super job here once again, ripping through an opponent. This game over somewhat at the half of 43-21, but with only 3 points scored. No, 5 points scored in that third quarter, while the T-Jacks scored 24. They put it to the 40-point running clock rule, and probably a good thing, as they only scored 14 in that fourth quarter to the three for the Huskies. So I'm just going to run through the score in here for you folks, too, as Zachary Kuzikin, the only T-Jack that didn't score. He certainly tried, but he got some minutes there in the first half and, again, played the fourth quarter as well, even though it was a running clock. 4 points to four, Braden Brandle with three, Ryan Eichley. Then double-figure scoring and 20-point scoring for the three seniors. Jason Duarte was 29.
Thank you for your demonstration.
Leads away with 22, Braden Severian. And with 21, Geary Gould. So they get it done in a big way. 81-29, the final. As it'll be the rookies coming up next. Now, that game's going to be a little ways away. I'm going to say about 25 minutes. Or, no, wait, let's see. It could get started on this court, but it won't start it early. So we might... what time we got here? 6:13. Well, we might actually be on schedule. It's supposed to be starting at 6:30. So we might start at 6:30. And thanks to the quick work by the boys here, the T-Jacks win it 81-29. They will play Norvik tomorrow in the winners' conference or winners' set up there is... let's see, the Norvik King Cove game tomorrow at 8 o'clock. So 8 o'clock tomorrow, King Cove and Norvik. Now for the girls, they're coming up against Newtok. That game starting set to start at 6:30. We'll see as the game across the way is still running as well, so I don't know if they want to start them at the same time or not. But expect to hear us back in about 15 minutes for the girls' game as the rookies come on the floor. Again, we'll send it back to KSDP Studios then until the start of that game.